Well, you know, the other boss jocks get done. Young Dave Brown, hey, he's got his little daughter. And the young one will have love. And Ernie Kay, born and raised in D.C., everywhere he goes, there's family, there's friends. I guess I'm the only D.C. 101 person that's barren and alone. Well, that's okay. I have my stamp collection and my guppies, my thinking boy's toys, and a half-dried-out tube of silly putty. So while other people are with their families, smelling good cooking coming from the kitchen, I sit alone in my furnished room. The only company I have is a bottle of gin. The only dreams I have turned to regrets. So bring on your big bucks, your long-term contracts. Let me try to find satisfaction in the superficial, in the meaningless. Let me try to somehow make my little niche in the ecosystem of life something that will be remembered. For as I lead a life to make other people smile, I occasionally wonder, who is there to make me smile? Who dances for the jester? But no, I don't ask your compassion. No, really, I don't. I just want you to know that my life is a living hell. But don't worry about me. I'll be okay. And when you're driving along as the air turns cold and the first flakes of snow fall, and your car's bundled with Christmas presents, and the smell of good food that you're taking to Grandma, and you see a huddled old man walking by the side of the street with his collar turned up and tears streaming down his cheeks, staggering slightly as the bottle that protrudes from his pocket crashes to the sidewalk, that will be me. Don't stop. Just look straight ahead and drive on. And when you're sitting there at Grandma's house having your cranberry sauce, maybe drink a silent toast to me, the man who lives in hell.
Oh, that's right, laugh! Laugh at me! Laugh at me and kiss me. That's okay. I'll make it. No, there's no joke. What do you think, joke? What do you expect, a punchline? Is everything I do got to have a punchline, huh? Jeez, for crying out loud. Can't I just do something? Can't I just let you know how I feel sometimes? Can't I just emote? I mean, do I have to have a structure for everything? Give me a break. 4321-101's the line to call up. Go ahead, call, laugh in my face. Spit at me if you must. It's okay. Hey, I can drink. I can handle it. Hello.
Hey, Greaseball.
Oh, geez. You see that? We're off to a great start. Hello, how are you?
This is pretty good, but you might want to get off the sentimental stuff, huh?
All right. Look, I just can't help it. I'm a human being. I got get off my back!
Let's get some rock and roll.
All right, I'll get some rock and roll. Jeez, for crying out loud. I can see you got a lot of compassion, Buster. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love it.
You love it?
It's great.
You love it? I'm going through hell here, and you're loving it.
I love it when people go through hell.
You love it? You like to know that there's somebody more miserable than you. Is that it?
You know what you need?
What?
You need a little lawman to top the whole thing off.
A little lawman to get over my brutality?
That's it.
A little lawman!
Go all your brutality out on everybody that breaks the law.
Everybody that breaks the... Where's my law? Where is it? I can't find it. Lawman! All right, you want brutality? I'll give you... You stay right there. Oh, here it is. All right, stand by. Stand by for action! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun, hit on a man, and become a hostile lawman! When you wake up in the morning and you wake up feeling mean, your whole life is meaningless! You go through life hated by society, hated by your wife, hated by your kids. You got nothing. So you resolve to take it out on everybody you meet. You hit the streets, and you're sitting there at a red light when somebody rolls down his window and says, "Officer, can you tell me the way to..." baby. Well, you get out of that car in a flash and you snatch that driver out of the car and say, hey, do I look like a poor girl to you, you no good, lousy, stupid, traffic-blocking idiot? Get in your car right now and drive. And you throw him back in the car as his wife watches horrified as his red face. As he gets in the car and drives away, you feel good. You suddenly feel a lot better.
Suddenly you see a man walking down the street with a French poodle. You've always hated French poodles.
I mean, you've hated them! Sissy dogs! I don't care if they're smart, I don't care if they can jump through flaming hoops, you've hated them!
So you sit there in the squad car and you pull out your long-range sniper rifle. And as that fruitcake walks down the street with that French poodle, you sight in on a dog's head. And blam! The guy's dragging a leash that's pulling dead meat! You get back in the car and you drive away. You're starting to feel a little bit better. Just a little bit better. I mean, not a lot better, but a little bit better. Your piles are still killing you. You're still irritated. But you're feeling just a little bit bitter. Everything's going fine until you see some clam with a moped blocking traffic.
A moped. He's going 15 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour lane. You say, hey, buddy, pull the moped over. He says, officer, I have just as much right to the highway as everybody else in the motor vehicles. You can wait your turn and go around. You say, you pull the squad car over to the side of the road and you pull him off the moped. You grab him and you say, you idiot, how dare you block traffic? And then you put him on top of the roof of the squad car and you make him scream, I am scum! I am scum! I am scum! And after you've given him enough derision, you throw him in the back of the squad car. You take him downtown 1018, throw him on the jailer's floor and say, book him.
Oh, I feel much better. Oh, that was exactly what the doctor ordered, exactly what I needed.
The wackiness never ends. It's the Grease Man Show on DC 101.
My roommate is a pig. Say hello, Marsha. She's incredibly messy.